Life.
Doing some last minute Christmas shopping, gotta get stuff done.
It's pretty intense out here.
Busy. A lot of people are out.
Saved a lot of money today, so that was nice.
Selfishly, I'm okay with that because I have two small ones, and so I actually have to do most of my shopping after they go down, so it's 9 o'clock.
Done. Hey, everybody. Happy holidays. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Getting a few last-minute things, or do you have to get everything? There are actually some people who wait till the very last moments to get their Christmas stuff together, which I can't imagine how stressful that would be. However, the stores are making it easier and easier, as many of the box stores are open all the way through the holidays, 24 hours, which is crazy. I guess, and I don't know this, but maybe you get a little something extra if you work at these places to work through Christmas Eve and into the wee hours and whatnot. But I wonder how many people would run out and get something. Hey, it's 3 o'clock. The kids are going to be up at 6 probably. You should run out and get some, let's get some toys and get them wrapped. There's just something, I don't know, kind of procrastinating about that. Probably the same people who turn in their taxes at the last minute, although I don't blame you for the tax situation. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, we can count. It's always about the numbers, isn't it? I'll give you some interesting numbers at the top since I opened up with the whole shopping thing. How about this deal with the Salvation Army, you know, the red kettles, they're ringing the bells, the Santas and whatnot, especially in some of the bigger areas. I grew up in a place where it seemed like we just always ran into the Salvation Army red kettles. I can remember my mother giving me, when I was a real little kid, giving me coins and dollars to put into the kettle, and I thought it was really cool. But nothing like the 50 grand that was wrapped in dollar bills, $50,000 wrapped in dollar bills dropped in a kettle at a Walmart store this season in Joplin, Missouri. In that same area, so it's got to be somebody who has an interest in anonymously donating lots of money. That same area, all together in 8 years, they've been given packages like that. It's totaled $500,000. $500,000. In a Walmart store in Colorado Springs, Colorado, they got a gold dental bridge. That was part of an anonymous gift. Here, cash in the gold. I'm trying to do what I can. I don't know. There's something. I bet that person thought, I'm going to do whatever I can. I'm going to give something in. Diamond rings. Sometimes South African Krugerrands are in there because, you know, the gold coins. Sometimes they say people have put lottery tickets, scratch-off tickets in there. Wow. That's wild. I mean, just anything to give something, I guess, right? I wonder what all total, and I know it varies from year to year, what kind of a year it'll be for the red kettles. I think for people in and out of stores, if it's a busy store, people feel compelled to do it, and I would believe they'd have to do pretty decent with that. That's why they continue to do them. They've done them for such a long, long time. One time somebody donated, it was a kind of a crazy thing, a painting that later sold for 40 grand. How do you get the painting? Just put the painting near the kettle. I can't put it all the way in, but I'm going to put it near the kettle. And they say the money dropped stays within the community, so about 25% of the individual annual budget is raised through that kettle campaign. I think that's why when they know they're in so many areas that they can get to, because this is such a big funding piece for them. How about that? I know, pretty wild. I think the story of the bundled up $50,000 would be crazy if you sit there and you look at the bundle later when you get back. Because, you know, a lot of times in a busy area, people are shaking the bell and they're not paying attention. They're not paying attention to what actually is being dropped into the kettle. Some people, whether the store was open 24 hours or not, couldn't get to the store because of snow, ice, and whatnot. If it was the warm weather that pumped through New York, then there was no excuse not to get to the stores over the weekend. But some people would have had to float there and probably couldn't have made it. It's, you know, unbelievable some of the weather that we're having. 400,000 people without power in parts of northern New England, upstate New York, Michigan, parts of Michigan, and that snow and ice flooding in the south has just been awful. You know, the kind of floods where, unfortunately, people in Kentucky thought that it was okay and didn't realize it till it was too late, and the floodwater surrounded their cars and swept them away, and it was too late. By the time they got to three people in one car, they just had to, they were pulling out their dead bodies, sadly, right before Christmas. So lots of freezing rain in Maine for our friends up there. Some people still ventured out anyway, but it was slippery for a lot of people. And then heavy snow in Wisconsin, heavy snow. Milwaukee had about 9 inches. And then if you go further back down again to the southwest in Oklahoma, they had ice and snow, and they had slick, slick roads. I think of all of the things that we're talking about here, that ice has been really something to deal with. In Buffalo, they were talking about an inch of ice. In St. Lawrence County, 2 inches of ice by early Sunday. So tree limbs, power lines, state of emergency, and, you know, declared trying to keep the road free of cars and SUVs and anything else because it just wouldn't be safe. And that's always the danger. You get a few people out there and they think they're okay, and then before you know it, it's just it's too late. It's icier than they thought, and they can't believe it. And they're stuck trying to be rescued, trying to get out of the terrible situation. Did anybody nail the score? We'll tell you about that, because the game was the Philly game, the Philly-Chicago game, and boy, I would love for somebody to win right before the holidays. In the 4 years that we've been on the network, we've had two winners, Chris in Connecticut and Dave in Vermont. There still is 1 week left. This was just week 16 in the NFL. Can you believe it? We are chugging along up to week 17. So Thursday we're doing a show, and your chance to win could happen right after Christmas in our third hour, our last two segments. Call us or send us an email with the guess once the game of the week is announced, our computer randomly picking that. That's something to look forward to. And we're chugging along, just ticking away the time till we head to 2014. Also, we'll be taking a look back at the big stories in 2013. We certainly know one of them is the NSA and Ed Snowden. Without a doubt, there still is more information that he absconded with that is expected to be part of the slow release. More was released over the last couple of days that has some in Israel furious over the whole spying thing, and a call for a deal to say, we won't spy on you if you don't spy on us. And what did Susan Rice have to say about Snowden and Amnesty, the National Security Advisor? We'll tell you next here on ATN. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's hard for me to believe, and it's hard for lots of Americans to believe with whom I talk, that these general warrants, if you will, and orders to collect every day tens of millions of Americans' phone records is somehow constitutional. This is an invasion of privacy. If you take the business records of every American, of all of our phone calls, you can get a pretty good idea of what people are doing based on when they call, who they call, from where they call. We've got to rebuild the American people's trust in our intelligence community so we can be safe, so we can meet the threats that are all over the world. But we don't do that by bulk data collection. It violates the privacy of Americans. It's unconstitutional, and it's shown to not be effective.
Senator Udall saying, no, thank you. That's an invasion of privacy, and we don't need it. Why do we have to have that bulk data collection? You heard some of his thoughts there. Opposite of Mike Rogers, who says the NSA vindicated by the presidential report, or I guess if you delved further into that, what he said was he was on part of the he's part of the Sunday Swirl, as was Udall. He was, and the Sunday Swirl, by the way, is the talking heads, the political heads on all the Sunday television shows. He says that it puts us on solid ground. They have no violations, no unlawful activity, no scandal. None of that was found in the report, and we're talking about the assessment of the National Security Agency's efforts to collect the bulk information pertaining especially to emails and cell phones used by millions of us. And he said there should be tighter restraints on who has access to the info, including a suggestion that phone companies be in charge of securing the metadata. And Rogers thinks that the panel with the information that is important, but where we keep it is also up for debate. So different from Senator Mark Udall of Colorado, who is a massive critic of the NSA, who would definitely not support the mandate. Because a lot of privacy groups, of course, are saying the idea that the government should mandate that the collection continue with the phone companies in charge of keeping the records secure to protect privacy, forget about it. And how do you rebuild the trust? Well, you don't do that. You don't do that collection thing because I don't see what it's netting you. What is the net gain of it? And that still hasn't been, that still has not been something that's been really flushed out to prove that we are stopping terrorists with all of this massive collecting. And Ed Snowden isn't done. He has already exposed some of the secret program, and he has more at his fingertips. Something like 1.5 million is what they believe. So looking at what the panel had to say as to what specifically is there and what needs to happen and what kind of program moving into the future we should look at with the NSA. I mean, listen, the NSA is the new dreaded three letters that nobody wants to hear about. You don't want to hear about the NSA wasting your taxpayer money to collect information on inane, stupid topics that are have nothing to do with reaching any kind of terror ties. And in the meantime, part of the debate also centers around Snowden himself. Should he get amnesty? And plenty of you had thoughts on that. In fact, I pushed aside a couple of quick emails. One from Joe, listening to us in California. Hey, Kate, I download you as much as possible. I'm hoping soon that you'll be in Los Angeles. Here's the scoop with the NSA. They don't need my emails. They don't need your emails. They don't need almost every person I could possibly even think of to Infinity's emails. They need to target terrorist groups. I don't see how you're targeting groups with all of this data they're collecting. And what happens to Ed Snowden in the meantime? It's like a slow burn. That's what it's like. He's got to be loving this unless he wants to come back to the United States. Do you think he'll ever get amnesty? Nope, I do not think he'll get amnesty. Not from this president, certainly. His national security advisor, Susan Rice, was on 60 Minutes, and she was asked, would the United States grant Snowden amnesty if he promised to stop revealing classified information? And she said, we don't think that he deserves amnesty. We don't think he does. If he comes back, he'll have his day in court. So I don't see how it's negotiable. It doesn't sound like that. So trust me, after Susan Rice's big kerfluncle when it came to Benghazi, if you remember, the whole Benghazi thing and talking about, which now you have to re-rack that, before she was pushed into this national security advisor role, she said that, remember with Benghazi, the attack, she said, was because of what had happened with that little Prophet Muhammad slamming film, and that rallied people up just like it did in Cairo. And remember what the blowback was on that, that did they know what really it was, and wasn't it September 11th and blah, blah, blah. And so that knocked her out of consideration for a very top spot, and then she gets named National Security Advisor. So she's not going to say anything that's not completely aligned with 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So if she's saying, we don't think that Snowden deserves amnesty, she means the president. She means they're not going to give him amnesty. There's absolutely no way. Is that the right thing to do? Yay or nay? And I think most of the people here are listening to America Tonight anyway, when I say here, or sending stuff in, think that he shouldn't be given amnesty, even if he's a, quotes, whistleblower. Here's another one quickly. I'm going to throw this in here. This one from Tom, who says, the NSA needs to keep their filthy little hands off of our information. I don't see how going through personal phone calls and emails of the American people is doing anything to help the fight against terrorism. And if it is, they need to prove it to us in some way, for goodness sake. Well, I think that's the problem everybody's having, that they can't prove it to us, or they're not proving it to us, or, you know, whatever. Are there things that are happening at the NSA that might be stopping terrorists? I don't doubt that. I bet there are. But is this metadata stuff helping? Yeah, I'm going to say it's pretty murky. There is nothing clear. I mean, there's nothing clear with this. So then we're going to continue to do this dance, I think, into 2014, without a doubt, because Ed Snowden's going to continue to release the information. Now, speaking of releasing the information, Israel does not like the fact that they're now caught up in this whole thing, too. And when I say they're caught up in it, part of the information that was dumped to the New York Times and to the Guardian and Der Spiegel, the German newspaper, was the intercepting of emails of some key Israeli leaders, former leaders, for a handful of years. And some of that, you know, specifically talked about grabbing their personal emails, going into their personal emails. And that's the thing, these revelations, that's the thing that infuriated Angela Merkel so much, that her personal things were being hacked into. Not anything to do with just Germany in general, but personal information. So while this battle goes on over the NSA and the NSA's future, now Israel, some anyway, are ratcheted up, saying that you need to stop spying on us, and why don't we come to an agreement? You think we're going to sign an agreement that says we won't spy on you if you don't spy on us? Demanding. Israeli ministers demanding that the U.S. stop spying because of all the things that have been intercepted. I don't see it happening. Excuse me. I don't see it happening at all. And Benjamin Netanyahu, for one, is one of the people who's not saying much about it. It's all the people around Netanyahu who are so up in arms about intercepts and former spies, excuse me, and a former civilian intelligence analyst who was sentenced to life in prison in the 80s for espionage, an American who was working for the Israelis. I don't think anything comes of this. And especially because Netanyahu, he's not worried about that. He's still kind of pressing for the release of the American spy. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
GCN thanks our listeners for all your support this year. We wish you all the best in 2014. Happy New Year from GCN.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Remember Charles Ramsey? He was the Cleveland neighbor, actually dishwasher, who became a big-time celebrity after he helped three women, Gina De Jesus, Michelle Knight, and Amanda Berry, out of an ordeal. They were in that decade-long kidnapping situation with Ariel Castro, sickening. He signed a deal to write his memoirs. So the 44-year-old, who was a national sensation back in May of this year for the way he recounted breaking Berry out of the home of the kidnapper where she was held for all those years, he now is going to give a detailed account of the day of the rescue. He'll describe living next door to Castro while unaware that the women were held as captives in his neighbor's house. All three women, by the way, who survived what happened, have announced plans to publish books in the next 2 years. So he's got a book deal, and it looks like they have a book deal, too, as well. Ramsey, by the way, for helping save the women, won free hamburgers for life from McDonald's. The book deal is with a local Cleveland publishing company. Gray and Company is their name, and he just inked that. Free hamburgers for life because he said something about McDonald's. I went to McDonald's and that's what I normally do, and they loved it. So they jumped all over that. How about it? All right, this is a sad, sad, sick and twisted tale, and I'm going to umbrella it under We Can Count because of the numbers involved in this, but it is a sad thing that could happen almost anywhere in some of these heated battles, these custody battles. In New York City, police believe that a Ukrainian immigrant involved in a wild custody dispute tossed his 3-year-old son from the roof of a Manhattan apartment building before jumping to his own death. Dmitry Kanakarov was supposed to hand over his son to his estranged wife. Instead, he went to the top of a 52-story building on West 60th Street near a famous area, Columbus Circle and Lincoln Center, and threw the boy off of the building and then jumped. Oh, just awful. Right before Christmas. Imagine making that phone call to that mother, and it shows you how, you know, whatever was going on with him, that there was just no way. They tried to do whatever they could to rescue the boy. They rushed him to the hospital. They were pumping his chest, anything they could do, but it was, just couldn't do it. Couldn't revive him. It was, that awful. Nothing they could do. All right, let's give you a good story with numbers instead of a horrible story like that one. I love the story about this Pennsylvania town. In fact, I've been to this town a couple of times. It's famous for outlets, Reading, Pennsylvania. So thousands of carolers gathered outside of a house of a terminally ill little Pennsylvania girl on Saturday to make one of her final wishes come true. The girl's name was Delaney, 8-year-old Delaney Walker from West Reading, Pennsylvania. She's got leukemia, and it's a rare disease, a rare form of the disease, and the disease is something her family's been battling, and they say that she's got maybe days to live. If they're lucky, maybe weeks, they're not sure. So family members have come by to see her. She's had all kinds of neat things happen for her, and she said she wanted to hear some Christmas music, some caroling. So they arranged in the town for an impromptu concert, and so many people showed up. She could hear it just right outside of her window, which is incredible. They say that thousands of people have seen shots of it, and it is wild to see the shots of all the people that were just right there outside of her window. What a touching thing. They kind of put this out on Facebook, and it got picked up by a local radio station, and by the time it was talked about, that many people wanted to show up, and they wanted to show up and show their support for the little girl, so they sang all kinds of Christmas music, you know, Jingle Bells, silent, the stuff that you carol, Jingle Bells and Silent Night and Joy to the World, and she was beyond touch. She gave a big thumbs up, and her family, you know, open the window and whatnot, and what a very cool, cool thing for those people to do to perk her up, without a doubt. This is an NFL note, and it's one worth mentioning. Peyton Manning now has the record for the most NFL touchdown passes in a season with 51. How about that? He did it on a 25-yarder to his teammate Julius Thomas with 4 and change in the game on Sunday against the Texans. And that is one incredible record for a guy who wasn't sure he was playing football again. He wanted to play, but after his neck problems and all those surgeries, ends up with Denver after being ditched essentially from Indianapolis. And what a season he's having and setting records, just incredible. He broke Tom Brady's record, by the way, which was a pretty high watermark back when Tom Brady set it, because he had 50, so he eclipsed it with a 51-yarder. Who knows, if he plays a little bit in the next game, maybe he has another touchdown or two to throw on to that record. So pretty wild that he was able to do that. 51 is a lot of touchdown passes. That is a lot of touchdowns. That's a lot of touchdowns in one season. Wow. I love that number. Because I think it's going to be hard for anyone to keep to hit that. I mean, will it be broken? Yeah, maybe it could be broken, but I don't think it's an easy one to break. Let's put it that way. I think it's one that probably stands for a while anyway, you would think, right? This story is a story of should we keep the merchandise and not upset. Some of the people have written us nasty notes, or should we get rid of it because we don't want the pressure from the gay community. And what's happened is Cracker Barrel restaurants had said they're going to get rid of some of the stuff that they had associated with Duck Dynasty that they were selling. You know, they have those gift shops that tons of people go into. They had all kinds of Duck Commander things that were sold in the store. But after the patriarch and then one of the big stars of Duck Dynasty, Phil Robertson, made statements to GQ magazine that homosexuality is a sin, they started to get pressure from people threatening to boycott the restaurant if they didn't do something about it. Then they got messages threatening a boycott of the restaurant if the decision to get rid of the stuff, which is what they decided, wasn't reversed. So they evaluated it and decided they were offending more of their loyal customers, and they decided to keep the Duck Dynasty apparel that they had, because apparently they have a bunch of it. So all the Duck Dynasty items are being returned to the shelves, because they actually took it off the shelves, and they decided to put the merchandise back after overwhelmingly get more calls supporting Duck Dynasty than saying we're going to ditch going to Cracker Barrel than the reverse. How about that? In the meantime, Walmart, which sells a ton of Duck Dynasty merchandise, is just out of it. They're out of it because so many people are running there to show their support, and there's all kinds of petitions going on and what will happen ultimately with the fate of Duck Dynasty. Who knows? But that family has an empire of merchandise worth, they say, $400 million. That's what Forbes pegs it at. And Walmart has about half of it. Most of their stuff, from T-shirts to posters and watches and toys and Duck paraphernalia, a lot of that is sold in Walmart. So the fact that they're out of it tells you something, that again, this is what people were doing. They were running there to get whatever they could to show support for the main character, and they're hoping that they're going to be able to get restock it and get some more back in before Christmas time. So how about that? And one last one. This is a disturbing trend, and we've talked about this on the show, the human trafficking problem. Kentucky State Health Agency say that they've found about 20 allegations of human trafficking involving 25 kids over just a four-month period in 2013. That was a story that was broke by the Lexington Herald Leader, that's the name of the newspaper, and they say that Health and Family Services issued a report about human trafficking and said that they are ramping up their efforts because it's such a huge problem in Kentucky, but they think that it's has been under addressed by state authorities. I think 25 kids in barely a four-month period is incredible. That's awful that that's happening. So now they're trying to tail people, figure out what's happening with kids that are disappearing, and they've said they've seen a steady increase in kids that have been trafficked. Wow. That's it for this version of the numbers we can count.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Final couple of turns here for this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Remember, you can always contact the show at americatonight.net. You've got something to vent. You have something on your mind you need to unload, or you have a cheap movie review. Send it to us. That's where you go, americatonight.net. You can also hook up with us on Facebook or Twitter that way as well. Speaking of hooking up, you know, we talk about millennials and how many younger people are disillusioned with what's going on or having a hard time finding jobs, paying massive amounts of student loans back, and then when they're getting out, they can't find jobs, they can't find the right kind of jobs, and they're stuck kind of in limbo. Well, how about what's going on with France? In France, here's what they're doing. They have pumped up the volume, in fact, to the tune of $4.7 billion in an effort to generate 150,000 jobs over the next couple of years, all for younger people, because it's the huge economic crisis in Europe. Youth unemployment, Athens and Madrid and everywhere in between. Like, young people are just being shut out completely. Youth unemployment is 25% in France. I mean, it's worse in, like, Spain. It's 57, and it's 41, they say, 41% in Italy. So François Hollande decided, the president of France, that they needed to do something about this, that they had to earmark that money to help younger people get jobs, and that's exactly what's happening. Companies across France are hiring thousands of younger people because the government will pay 75% of their salary for up to 3 years. That's what they're using that money for, the $4.7 billion. So if you hire someone, they're paying 75% of it. That's pretty good incentive for these companies. And for the people that are getting out of school, or even if they're not in school, it's if they have the right qualifications, man, or close enough, they're getting gigs. Maybe there's a lesson in this for Spain and for Italy if they can cost some of that up. But, of course, those governments are struggling big time. Speaking of struggling, we didn't talk about this. We talked about this last week, but the South Sudan, the unrest there is incredible. What's happening? They're really getting a lot of Americans out. There were two United Nations peacekeepers that were actually killed in an assault on the base they were where they were in South Sudan. There were 20 people who were they were sheltering there, and it was just a terrible, terrible week and weekend. From the capital to all the other regions in between, lots of civilians, hundreds of oil workers are trying to get shelter wherever they can, because now there's been so much fighting in 6 of the country's 10 states in some of these towns. And the oil workers, they say at least 16 oil workers have been killed in fighting in the fields. And that's just been like that for the past couple of weeks, and the last week in particular was particularly bad. So the President Barack Obama, deployed 45 troops to the South Sudan to help protect the embassy there, and warned that all this fighting threatens to plunge South Sudan back into the days of its past. Because remember, they split off, the South Sudanese split off, but the South Sudanese have weathered a few crises by taking out massive loans and delaying salary payments to civil servants. Now the oil fields are kind of the prize for the war in between, and that's bad. That's, I mean, really bad, obviously, because this is what's happened. And they're very, very concerned as to what's going on there. As many of you have heard on America Tonight, we've talked to my pal Ellen Ratner. She adopted a teenage boy from the South Sudan who was tortured as a slave and was actually blinded. And she had him undergo several surgeries in the United States. And boy, they've done miracles with him. But she's also got a program that we've supported here on the show called Goats for the Old Goat. And a lot of goats were bought for people in some of these villages to be able to sustain themselves. And now with this fighting, that's bad, bad news. So the president is weighing more action on what they can do and what to do to protect Americans in the South Sudan, with the troops over there and trying to evacuate the country and reinforcing the U.S. embassy. And boy, a bad time for a mission, too, over there. A lot of people go on missions in that direction, and now it's just simply not safe, I think, for that to happen. If I told you that Saddam Hussein exhibit was popping up in the U.S., would you be anxious to go and see it if you live nearby? There is one that is going to happen. I I know that it's going to Oklahoma City because I got something in the mail about it from somebody. And it's an exhibit that has military stuff belonging to the Iraqi dictator. And it's the 10th anniversary of his captures. You know, we had a guest on that was there when he was brought in and after he had been captured. And we talked to him just the other week about Saddam Hussein. And they say they're excited to have this exhibit at the Oklahoma Historical Society. They say it's not every day that they could find the kind of stuff from history that the public can see, and that they're proud of being able to do that. And it's just a temporary exhibit, and they've got all kinds of stuff from the war artifacts to the uniform that he wore, one of the uniforms anyway, and the idea, the reason they're interested in having it on display is because they want to remember, they say, that it's was a big part of our nation's history and that the public should be able to see the display. And what about the soldiers who were wounded and lost during the hunt and the capture of Saddam Hussein? Pretty interesting stuff. I mean, if you go back and you think about Hussein, he was captured on December 13th, 2003, and he was executed in 2006. And I wonder if that exhibit, as far as I know, it's only Oklahoma City, but I know there was talk of it possibly being being subbed out to other places too as well, since it's temporary. That might happen. And it was a state senator, Green, actually, that we had on the show and talked to, as he was an Army medic, and he was spent the night next to Saddam Hussein, basically, and started to have a conversation with him about the history of the places where he had been and things that had happened. And it was just fascinating to talk to him about spending hours with Hussein and talking to him. And you know, all this started over taking his blood pressure, but that was 10 years ago. Time flies. 10 years ago. Do you believe it? Crazy, huh? And finally, one last thing. Since we're giving you such negative news, let's give you something positive. Some of you have things tied up in the market, the 401ks. Hopefully you've diversified. You've got it all over the place. A little gold, a little stock, a little of that, this, a little of that. Doesn't hurt, right? But the Dow Jones Industrial Average did something it hasn't done in 14 years. It closed at a record after adjusting for inflation. Yep. New highs even after the prices were removed, which is crazy. So the Dow has kind of bounced back from the internet bubble, from September 11th terror attacks, the Enron scandal, and all the negative news that constantly affects our markets. That's crazy. I mean, big highs, highs that maybe go even a little bit higher toward the end of the year. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.